Praise God. Hebrews 10, please. Hebrews 10. Tonight, remember in chapter 9, we were able to focus on the blood of Jesus Christ. How the Bible tells us there, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. And we looked at all of the amazing ways that the blood of Christ blesses us at salvation, all that it does for us as Christians. And tonight the focus is on the body of Jesus Christ. So both aspects of what we call the Lord's Supper, His blood and His body, we'll be focusing on these two chapters. So beginning in verse 1 of Hebrews 10, the Bible says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst thou pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." So the body of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, use your word now tonight in our lives to teach and grow us. We thank you for it. And we love you. We pray you'll be glorified and we'll be changed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So Jesus Christ here is was willing to come to earth and be incarnated, if you will, as God, into a human body. As it says there in verse 5, a body hast thou prepared me. So God had this all planned out so that Jesus Christ could become a man for us, that he might die as a human, but the perfect human, as our substitute. And if you go to Matthew 26, we'll be reminded where Jesus Christ told the disciples about this great truth just prior to going to the cross. He had that in the upper room that time with his disciples, which he then finished with having that time of remembrance together. And that was when he started what we call today the Lord's Supper. Notice in Matthew 26:26, it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body." So he was explaining to them that not only was he going to shed his blood for them, which we talked about in chapter 9, but that he was going to sacrifice his body for them. And when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we have both, don't we? We have the bread, which represents the body of Christ, and then we have the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood of Jesus Christ. It required both of them for our salvation. So when he says, a body thou hast prepared for me, this is talking about what we refer to as the incarnation. If you go to Matthew 1 now, the Bible explains to us that Jesus Christ, as God, became a man. That's what we call the incarnation. As we know, born of a virgin, so that he wouldn't inherit the sin nature from Adam. Notice Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." So there's the incarnation. We're told in 1 Timothy 3:16, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." So God became a man. And that's what Jesus means here. It says, "The body thou hast prepared for me." This was all planned out by the Lord. Now, if you go to John 1, we'll see this again. this explanation of the incarnation of Jesus Christ taking on human form for the express purpose of being our substitutionary sacrifice. Notice John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we know that Jesus is God. But then look at verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see here that Jesus Christ, the Word, God, was made flesh and then dwelt among us, came to earth that He might be our substitute. So that is part of our remembrance in the Lord's Supper. The body of Jesus Christ sacrificed, as He said, this is broken for you. We've talked about all the suffering that Christ went through on our behalf. So as it's explained back in our passage, the sacrifices of the Old Testament were never sufficient to pay for sin. They were just remembrances. They were just pointing to the sufficient sacrifice, which of course is Jesus. Notice it says in verse 6, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. So that they weren't for God's pleasure, they were for man. They were to teach man. They were to point to Christ. Verse 7, then said I come to do thy will. So Jesus Christ came to the earth, became a man to fulfill the will of the Lord, which was to die. That's why He said in the Garden of Eden, not my will, but thine be done. As it says in verse 9, then He said, lo, I come to do thy will. So this body that Jesus Christ inhabited for those 33 years was a body meant for sacrifice for us. And as it says there, verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body. So yes, the blood was shed, and we've already saw the power in the blood of Jesus Christ, the redemption and so forth, and propitiation. We looked at all that in chapter 9. But here we see that we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, that His body also was part of that sacrifice. And praise God, that wonderful phrase, once for all. That's an important phrase. That's why we don't believe in transubstantiation. Because transubstantiation is teaching that Jesus is brought back down to earth every Sunday and re-sacrificed, if you will. No, it was once for all. We saw that. Well, we've seen it over and over again. This phrase, once. And let's just look at them. Let's go to Hebrews 7:27 and just look at how many times this once shows up. And it's because it's such an important word. And what it means is that the offering of Jesus Christ was enough. It was sufficient. Fancy theological word means the efficacy. It means it was completely enough to be the full payment for our sin. There's nothing that can be added to it. Notice Hebrews 7:27, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. Let's talk about the high priest. For this he did once when he offered up himself. Talking about Jesus. So he did it once. Notice Hebrews 9:12 now. And I just want us to get a hold of this great word once. Hebrews 9:12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world he hath appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So once. The offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every time we partake of the Lord's Supper together, it's to remember that. That God became a man. It's to remind us about the incarnation and that when Jesus Christ died on that cross, his body was offered up as a substitutionary sacrifice for us. And God accepted it as enough to pay for our sins. It only took once. Hallelujah. So the body of Jesus Christ, just as critical and important as part of our salvation as the blood. It took both. And we must remember, and it took the suffering as well. We talked about that. He had to suffer as our substitute because we deserve to suffer in hell. His blood was the payment, but his body was the substitute. Hallelujah. It's great news, isn't it? So let's just always remember the body of Jesus Christ was offered once for all. Amen? Let's pray.